up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, if you've been online over the last couple of weeks, you will have seen...
Nothing beats a Jetsy holiday.
It is a viral sensation. The ad is everywhere. Jess Glynn appears in the soundtrack, but we're now joined by the woman who is the voiceover, Zoe Lister. Good morning and welcome to 98FM.
Hello, I'm very overwhelmed, but otherwise fine. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Zoe. How does it feel to be the viral sensation of 2025?
It's quite mind-blowing. It's like, I can't believe it's got reach. It's global. I've had messages from every single continent, which I just can't really get my head around. It is wild. I don't know what's going on. My life has exploded, but in a really fun way.
When was the moment that you realised that you've become an overnight superstar?
Well, do you know what? There's been no particular moment. And all the way last year, I remember there was two people did a really funny social media video of a Halloween costume that was basically somebody had gone as Jess Glynn, somebody had gone as like a Jet 2 flight attendant, and they did like a lip sync of the whole Jet 2 meme. And I was like, that is really cool. I'm a Halloween costume. And I thought, well, that's it. I've reached mega heights of fame now. And there was loads of videos going around. But honestly, about less than 3 weeks ago, I was crying to my friends and family going, I think Jet 2 are going to rebrand. I said, you know what I should be focusing on with my career at the moment? Like, I've got all these like creative ideas and possibilities, but I've got young children. I don't know what I should be doing. And then like in that same week, it just went absolutely mad. And now here we are, and I'm just performing it live on stage at festivals.
We saw the video. It's so silly, but so, so fun. So obviously it's exploded and your voiceover for Jet 2 is everywhere right now. But how long ago did you record that specific liner?
That specific one we did about 18 months ago, because I remember they always bring out a new campaign sort of in January, because that's when people are going like, oh, I think I might book my holidays for the summer, because it's the weather's awful and you're feeling like, ooh. So we recorded about 18 months ago, and I remember there was this new campaign line, Nothing Beats a Jet 2 Holiday. And I remember we sort of workshopped the nothing quite a while, because it's like, you know, you imagine like nothing beats a Jet 2 Holiday. And I went through a few iterations of it being like a bit too like, nothing, maybe a bit too sexy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's kind of turned into what it is. And also the line of, that's £200 for a family of four.
Oh.
Because it is such a ridiculous lie, and it's like doing some maths for people. My director was just like, I think you just need to kind of just really throw it away, make it really casual. Like, oh, that's £200 off for a family of four. I'm just giving you this extra information that you maybe do need or don't need. But that line is now obviously just, you know, ridiculous.
Oh my God.
It's really fun.
It's hilarious. Have you ever been on a Jet 2 holiday?
No! But they're going to send me on one, for sure.
Yeah. How do Jet 2 feel about the memification of this?
They're really happy about it, actually. Yeah. They're leaning into it. They've got a really good sense of humour as a brand. You know, they could have really put the brakes on.
Yeah.
Or try to completely step away from it and, like, you know, we're a serious airline, but they know who they are. And they're just leaning into it, and they're finding it quite funny. So it's all good. I'm still in the job. So
listen,
thumbs up.
You did a brilliant job, and you actually got to meet Jess Glynn in person. What was that like?
I got to meet Jess Glynn. Oh God, I don't know if you've seen any of the videos, but like, she's this obvious, like, super cool mega pop star, and I'm this massive cheese ball who like goes in with like, woo! Competition winner energy. We are like such opposite people. I can't even tell you. But I think that's kind of why it all worked. Because it's like, of course we're opposite people. It's all hilarious. But we needed to have the meeting. We needed to like have the button on the story. Jess Glynn and Zoe Lister in the same room. Brilliant.
Of all the memes that you've seen made over the last while, Zoe, is there one that stands out as the funniest for you? Because often people are putting this jingle over, like, you know, an absolute disastrous airport queue, or, you know, something really funny. Is there, or have any of them stood out for you, or have you got a standout disaster holiday that you've been on?
Well, the meme that sticks out for me, the video, it's so funny, you must have seen it. It's a teenager on some sort of a roller coaster, and she's being filmed because obviously she's going to like buy the video at the end because it'll be really funny. What she doesn't bank on is like going really fast, and you know, she, her face is like, ooh, and then like a seagull sticks itself to her chest, and then she's like, ooh. And there's this moment of like, oh, I'm really scared on this roller coaster, but now there's a seagull on me, what do I do? She just had to like peel it off. I've watched that video so many times. It just brings me a lot of happiness.
It's so good. And Zoe, you're not just a voiceover artist, you're also an actress, and some may recognise you as playing Zoe Carpenter on Hollyoaks. What do you love about being part of such an iconic show?
Well, I mean, this is going back now, and I tell some journalists, I'm like, you know, this isn't my first brush with fame, you know. I used to be quite a big deal between 2006 and 2010. And these journalists who were like babies then are like, But yeah, I mean, that show is really iconic. And like, especially at that time when that was like, there was quite an iconic storyline that was a part of this sort of like big kind of same-sex love triangle, which ended in like a parachute sabotage, and it was really epic. and I did my own stunts, and we got a soap award, and it was really like a fun time. Yeah, it was a really, really good time to be a part of that show. And then I went on to like write for the show for years as well, so it's been a big part of my life, actually.
Amazing. Any other TV movie plans coming down the line?
Well, who knows? Who knows from now? I mean, I don't know. I'm just like massively overwhelmed, and just, yeah, it's exciting though, because 3 weeks ago I was like, what am I doing with my life? Now
look at you now. Zoe, have you been inundated with other voiceover offers since your ad has gone viral?
Yes, I mean, everybody wants me to say like, nothing beats a fill in the blank. But most people want me to do it for free, and I'm like, guys, my rate's gone up, so you know, twitch my engine.
It's at least quadrupled. Zoe Lister, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't live, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98FM.
Thank you for that note, Christine Baranski. Good morning to Luke, who's in Swords. Luke says, my little win is I shaved off my beard. I decided to shave my beard off after having it for a year, and I suddenly look younger.
Oh, wow.
Luke, congratulations.
You look.
There you go.
I love that.
There you go, Luke.
Good morning to Sarah in Ballymun, who's been on with a little win.
Morning, guys. My little win is that I get a lift to work safe from my husband, and I am delighted with life.
Love that, Sarah.
Love it for you.
Passenger princess this morning. Here's Denise in East Wall.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win today is that I get to work from home so I can listen to the audio for a little bit longer and don't have to run for the bus. Thank you.
Oh, Denise, thank you
for listening. That's brilliant. I wonder what bit of the show you'll get to hear that you don't normally.
Maybe Matchy Matchy after 8.
Yes.
Here's Martina in Crumlin.
Morning, guys. My little win today is, well, I have two little wins. Yesterday, I got my highlights done, so I'm feeling fresh.
Unreal.
And ready. And today, around lunchtime, I'll be chilling in the airport, waiting for my flight to Sicily.
Oh.
Can't wait. A week's holidays away in the sun. Happy Thursday.
Bellissima.
Oh, Sicily.
So gorgeous.
Where the tomatoes are delicious.
Oh, yeah, I've never been.
Neither have I. I've actually never been either.
Someone get you tomato.
Yeah, I've been, so I've heard.
Listen, the tomatoes everywhere in Italy. Absolutely gorgeous, Martina. Have a ball in Italy, in Sicily. And we have a little win in from Amber, who's listening in Switzerland.
My little win is that I'm birthday on Monday and I'm going to be sick.
Oh, Amber, happy birthday
for Monday.
And here is James in Swords.
Well, lads, my little big win is I finish up tomorrow. I am on flying out to Rome on Sunday for a week-long cruise along the Mediterranean. And I just hope that ship doesn't sink. That's my little big win.
James, I'm sure it won't.
No, you're not going to Poseidon, James. You're just going on a lovely cruise.
You're going to have a great time. Try the tomatoes there. I heard they're great.
I heard they're lovely.
And here's Janice in Dublin too.
My little win is I ran 4K. I only started back running last week and I did it in 20 minutes.
Sorry!
Sorry, Janice.
It only started running a week ago.
You're blind it.
4K in 20 minutes.
Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. Sarah, Denise, Martina, Amber, James, Janice, we're sending you out a 98FM tote bag and a 98FM trolley key. So you'll have the key to stick in the trolley and then the bag to put the shopping into.
To put the bits into, yeah.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.